Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Welcome to another episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. This is Vera, and today I'm going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of remodeling a home. Now, I am not a contractor, a handyman, or anything of the sort, so I'm not going to be talking about how not to use a particular tool or wood plank or paint. What I'm going to talk about is the investor side, okay? When you purchase a new home or you have an existing home that you want to do a remodel on, you really have a couple of things to do before you actually start calling contractors for bids. Number one, do prioritize what it is that you want to do. And do ask yourself if everything needs to be done in that same year or time frame. Because you might, you know, also, if you have a business partner or a spouse or a relative that you own the home with, ask them what their priority list is. Because most of the time we just think, well, I want the bathroom to get remodeled, or I want the basement to get turned into a playroom. Well, does the person you live with also want that? Will it interrupt both of your daily lives? How long and how high is your tolerance level for dust, noise, randos in your house? So these are questions that you have to ask. It's homework that you have to do before you even start asking your contractor or handyman for help. Do sit down. Do have a list, do have a plan, and importantly, do have a budget in mind. Do you have the money to be able to toss to this? A lot of people will use credit cards to do remodels, or they might do a refi. It's up to you how you want to do it. Just make sure that you are comfortable with how much money you can spend on something. And also, can you pay it back if you're taking out a loan, you know, against yourself, against your house on a credit card? Can you pay it back? And how quickly will you be able to pay it back? Because it can add up. And once you start remodeling something, for example, we wanted to remodel our bathroom, then we're like, ooh, let's get this paneling. Ooh, let's get this tile. And all those things is like ding, 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 ding. You know, they start adding up. And does it make sense for you? Are you guys sharing, you know, a same aesthetic experience? So there's just a lot of conversation that should be had, because you don't want to get into a fight midway through the project when you're suddenly deciding like, crap, I really don't like that tile. Can we change it? And the contractor's like, yeah, sure, for X amount of money, no problem. So just, again, make sure that you do have a plan. Do know what you want to fix. Do know what you want to prioritize. Do know if you have the money to do so. And do know your like tolerance levels of how long you're willing to wait for something to get fixed. A couple of other do's: do get several bids. If you don't already have a contractor, or if it's a smaller job, a handyman that's going to help you out, ask neighbors. I love asking neighbors that I know they've had their homes in the neighborhood for a while. They've had a lot of work done. Everyone has a friend or a contact or relative that does some work that could potentially be one of your bids. Don't just go for the first one, again, unless you've worked with them for years, because you don't know. You don't know if there's better pricing out there, if they might have different ideas. We were very fortunate to find somebody we talked to tons of contractors, and our landscaper actually happened to know somebody that does great work. We had a chat. Turns out they're really fast, really efficient, really professional. And we got, I think that's luck, but also we did legwork. Like, we talked to so many people. We got such crazy bids all across the spectrum. And this one was just very reasonable. And what I then did was, obviously, I asked for license, for insurance. A lot of folks, I'm not sure, but when I talk to people, I find that they don't go on to the state boards to verify licenses, because a lot of the contractors, and no fault to their own, like, they're busy with their business and they don't realize that, oops, I didn't renew my license, or oops, my insurance lapse. That is just something that not every business owner has top of mind. So it's not always a fault of their own. They're not purposely not licensed or not insured. A lot of times they do forget, I am in insurance. I see that happen all the time. We have to remind customers, don't forget to make your payment. Don't forget to do XYZ. So do have, you know, do give a little bit of a break. You can go on to the state board of your state, the state licensing board, to verify license, to verify insurance. And I'm pretty cuckoo when it comes to that stuff. So I will see that their insurance is active and I will still call the agent to make sure, because I don't know if there's like, I have a background in software. What if the software didn't update it and suddenly tomorrow it's not active anymore, right? So I follow up with the insurance agent. I ask them to, if possible, add me as an additional insured. I get a copy of the evidence of insurance. Like maybe I go one step beyond, but it just makes me feel better because, again, I did my homework and I understand what type of investor and risk taker I am, and I want to make sure as many things are covered as possible, because you never know if something does go wrong. Like, you want there to be accountability and responsibility, right? That's what contracts are also for. So do lay out, if the contractor presents you with the contract, or if you're providing the contract, make sure we're not lawyers, so this is just informational entertainment. Just make sure that you're reading everything that you're signing before you sign. If you have questions, there's no such thing as a dumb question when your money is involved. Make sure that you ask that question. Double check it with your lawyer, with your lawyer friend. Just make sure you feel comfortable signing what you're signing. So those are the do's that I highly recommend before you start any remodel on your beautiful home. Some don'ts. Don't ignore what I just said, because it's really going to help you get through it. But a big don't is, don't get hung up. Don't be sad. Don't feel like you don't have enough if you cannot finish a remodel the same year. So for example, if you have three things that you want to do, but you look at your time, you look at your finances, you look at, again, your tolerance level, and you're like, I think we can only do one, maybe two. That's okay. Remember that this is your home. You're going to be in it for a while. So don't stress out. You can always get it done the year after, or hell, maybe 5 years after. I think that's a big one that we don't really take into account. We kind of get sad, like, oh, I don't have the money for it. I don't have the contacts for it. I'm not sure if I can do it. Don't be hard on yourself. Like, you can get to it, but it requires a plan. It requires budgeting, not just money, but your time, your energy, your effort to really be thorough in researching and finding out who you want to work with and what kind of a remodel you want. I love being able to get together with contractors that have, either they are creative or their team is very creative. Because we as the investor, it doesn't mean that in our mind, we know what it wants to look like, but can you execute on it? And sometimes a good team will give you an idea. You don't necessarily have to get a design team. I have friends that actually hire designers, and they are very, very happy with it, because the designers kind of put together mood boards, ideas, and then those designers already have contacts for all the relevant people that are going to work on the house. And sometimes you do save a ton of money, but my husband and I, we know what we want. He has an engineer and an architect's mind, so he can really put things together and map things out for the contractors. And we have experience also on working on our own home. Like, we completely remodeled, we did a reno on our home in Lake Arrowhead when we were in California, pretty much ourselves. So with the exception of like crazy things like electricity and water, we don't mess with those kind of things. So we kind of know what to look for, but we love getting ideas from the contractors, from their teams, or if they have like a designer on the team. And I'm not even talking about getting fancy contractors, guys. Like, that's not what I mean. We have to allow for professionals to be professional and do their job. Many times we try to tell them what to do because we've been burned maybe in the past, but that's why you do your research. And you ask them, hey, what ideas do you have here? Because sometimes they'll give you a really good idea and it's not more expensive. A lot of times, like, your idea is pricey. And they're like, look, we can do it this way. And I know a brand that has the same tile, same quality, but at a better price, or, you know, shower paneling, whatever you're working on. So have those conversations, be open to the discussion. And if you're not one of those investors that really wants to even get into it, be prepared to potentially not be fully happy with what you're getting. I and my husband, we get very involved. And I think I'm like that in many things, where even like our own business, I straight will ask the CPA a bazillion questions. I'm like, what's this? What's that? To the point where it could be annoying probably. But I like to know some. I don't want to be the expert on it. I just want to know that I'm not getting screwed, I guess. Not because I've had a bad experience. I just think it's also an appreciation for the professional's work, right? Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. So again, don't feel bad if you can't do something. Don't ignore the fine print. Don't fear asking questions. Don't delay on putting together a plan. Don't delay on having a good conversation with your partner, spouse, because this is your home. This is your space. Or maybe it's an office remodel that you're doing. You really just have to be, I don't want to say crystal clear, but just very kind of specific on what it is that you want to accomplish. Can you accomplish it? And then do some homework. Take the time. You could really knock a lot of this out in like an afternoon on a Saturday, where hopefully you're not distracted, and do your bid work, right? Do a little bit of legwork. If you have any ideas, or if you've already gone through remodels and you have a couple of do's and don't lists, by all means, share it with us on social. Email us, because this is life-saving stuff for so many people, because for too many times we've heard horror stories of people dealing with remodels where things just completely fell apart. I can honestly say, like, taking that extra, I don't know, 1 hour just to research and call the agents and read reviews, deep dive on the website, on talking to different people at the company who you're working with, it really pays off. So that's my do's and don'ts. It's ongoing. I'm still doing some work on the house. We're going to have an electrician come by. I have a 100-year-old house. There's some flickering going on. And we also want to add like a power whatever for our Tesla. So I'm not going to do that myself. And I'm going to call a million electricians until I find one that I feel comfortable with. And I'm going to ask my neighbors today if they can recommend anyone. Because again, start where in your backyard first, right? So I will report back and let you know how that goes. But this is what Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes is here for. We share real life in real time. We want to be able to give you the tips that help you feel like you have a little more control over your finances, your time, your energy, your home, and the love that you can create there, your office, if that's what you're doing. So thanks again for listening. Please reach out at any time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.